Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And we've been playing clips throughout the show of new Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich's introductory press conference, which went down yesterday. He also joined our midday show with Andy and Randy. He talked about the scheme. He talked about being able to come back home here to Atlanta. And it's a place where his family has loved and thrived as well. And just kind of his expectations on what this defense is going to look like.
Yeah, he also talked to add to what you're saying about the relationship with Raheem and how it's true. He wants to surround himself with truth seekers and truth tellers. And, you know, I always went back and I've thought about some of the very close friendships I've had in this industry, because I think it's important talking professionally. And one of my closest relationships in this industry is with Dave Archer. And I think you guys see how he treats me.
We hear it, yes.
No, he's my boy. But he, you know, we have fun. We go at each other. But whenever I have needed some advice, like, hey, I need feedback, and this is what happened, tell me how I handled the situation and what I could do better, right? And to me, that's what a real friend is. And so there, when there's a lot of people saying, well, it's comfortable and it's easy, I think I would question some relationships you have if that's how you feel about bringing in a close friend. Because to me, the closest of friends you have in the world and in your professions are the ones that are going to be the bluntest, the almost more critical, harshest people to give feedback to. And that is what, to me, you need to grow and to get better. And as you improve in your journey professionally, and that is what I would look at with this, with Ulbrich and Raheem, based on some of the comments. I don't think that I'm not saying that it wasn't comfortable, because you know what you're getting. I get that aspect of it. But when it comes to not telling you what you want to hear kind of stuff, I don't see that from close friends that I have in my industry or in my actual life. And to me, that's important.
No, you're exactly right. And that relationship being a big part of also the open door kind of policy when it comes to just being able to collaborate on this defense and on the scheme and what they plan to do. That was something that Ulbrich talked about. So you can expect this to be a lot of collaboration between him and the staff with how they're going to play out things on defense. We want to hear from you. If you're comfortable with everything you've heard today from Jeff Ulbrich, you can call us at 404-726-0929. This is the wake-up call.
Or if you're not, call too.
Or if you're not, you can call too.
Let's argue.
I know you're good at that. So we'll go to the lines now. We have Paratrooper Dan.
I know Dan.
Us. Good morning, Dan.
How are you? Squid Billy knows me, and he's been a great guy over the years. And I just want to congratulate you guys because I think I was listening to your first show, and the three of you are incredible. And obviously, Mike isn't here today to kind of put you in your place a little bit, and I just mean that very funnily. That's not really a good word. But, yeah, I'm a Jets guy, and Aaron Glenn is going to take that team to the next level. He was the most incredible guy that he would tackle. He wasn't afraid to do anything. He could blitz. He could cover. And I think that team's going to go to the next level. And, Tiffany, go to that. But don't bring somebody that you're not comfortable with.
Yes.
Because, I mean, everybody's been in that situation where you bring somebody and say, hey, I just kind of need somebody to hang out. We're not really a date. And all of a sudden, people come up and go, so how long you two been together? You're like, okay, let's just go by yourself and be okay with it. And I think you guys are doing an awesome job, and I enjoy the show. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you so much for the call. We really do appreciate that, and thanks for listening.
And I think Dan was spot on with everything he said about me. And no, I'm just kidding. And no, I just very kind of Dan. I've known Dan for a while, even when I was producing. He's been a guy that showed up to a lot of our events, and appreciate him. Look, the optimism on Aaron Glenn, I have too.
Yeah, same.
But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets, so we're built for this.
Ben Johnson got a lot of the flowers because offense, 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 and the young – well, excuse me, let me start that over. The hiring these days have been young offensive minds, Tiff, that have seemed to take off, and they've done it quickly. But let's not forget, D'Amico Ryans was a young defensive mind, and last time I checked, he's had two seasons and I think playoff wins in each year. So don't underestimate how good he's been. Young defensive minds do it well as well. And Aaron Glenn's a little bit older than D'Amico. Well, not a little bit, but quite a few years older.
Let me pull up his age.
I think he's about 10 years older than D'Amico Ryans.
Aaron Glenn.
So I think Glenn was drafted in.
He's 52.
Okay, and D'Amico. Yeah, he's.
So D'Amico's like. I think D'Amico's my age.
Oh, he's younger.
Or he's younger than me. He's, you know.
I wanted to say that so badly. And you just walked right into it. D'Amico.
D'Amico's 40. Yeah, 41 this year.
Oh, he's just told. Yeah.
Yeah, not until July. All right, let's not age him.
So he's my age. He's basically my age.
Yeah. Hey, we got another call along.
You know, this youth movement's crazy. So anyway, let's go back to the Lions. We got Lenny. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning. I just want to say, Jeff Ulbrich, great pickup. I got a lot of hope for the Falcons next year, but we know how that goes. here we go. Maybe Jeff Ulbrich's the guy. I got a lot of faith in that. He's back home. Now let's get an edge rusher, like maybe Abdul Carter, maybe Jalen Walker. Let's make something happen.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Lenny. I love both the guys you just mentioned. They won't be there. I think you would have to move up. Abdul Carter, depending on how teams like Tennessee and they're in the top five do their analysis on what they need and what they think of the players, I think Abdul Carter, it could very well be one or two. You could see Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter go one and two in some worlds. Guys, Jalen Walker, I think he's probably 7 to 10. Phenomenal player. If he was there at 15, I'd run. I would be the guy running up there to get him. There's a couple other guys, though, that Mike and I have been watching. Nick Scorton is the guy from A&M. You know, Shamar
Stewart. Came up a few yesterday, yesterday.
Yeah, and Shamar Stewart's the guy that kind of gets the notoriety there in Mel Kiper's mock draft. There's another guy named Mike Green from Marshall. I had not watched Mike Green yet, but I had a couple people, including our boy Mr. Yo, hit me up about him. I watched him this morning, And look, I'm not an expert. I'm not Arch. I'm not Mike. But I've listened to those guys, and like Jeff Van Notes of the world, and Randy Cross teach me football. He's got a good first step. He's pretty good swim move. He's very good at shedding blocks to make tackles. Tight end, you can't block him with a tight end. In college, they couldn't block him with a tight end. Some of the film I watched was against Ohio State and Virginia Tech, where he was very good. And, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, this is a Mike thing. He's the kind of guy that you have to have quick hands and punch quickly, because if you let him get in on you, mm-hmm. he can kind of fight your hands off, and his speed goes right around you. So he was the guy.
The now, bend, that's what you're looking at. Yeah,
yeah, those flexible hips.
Yes. All right, back to the Lions. We got David incoming. Good morning, David.
Guys, how's it going today? Listen, hey, Tiff, little bit of advice for you. Sounds like the guys are willing to help. So record your intro date, whatever, right, where you're actually talking to them on Zoom, and let the guys see the video. They can rank 1 to 3, right? And here's the deal. They're guys. They know. We're not going to talk about why they know, but they know. And then also you need to recruit at least one of your married friends, because to some extent, more than likely, she seems like she's a pretty good gauge of somewhat type character. Take the score 1 to 3, let all of them rank 1 to 3, average the numbers. Whoever's the highest is out. And then amongst the other two you want to talk to, and if any of the three really have a problem with what we just said as the, quote, process, end quote, you don't want him anyway, because he's got some other expectations outside of, hey, this is a good opportunity to meet somebody.
I like the plan. I like the game plan.
I mean, look, that's about as solid advice as you can get from David right there.
I'm still on the fence if I'm going to go through with this, right? It's like, but why not? But
it's the off-season. Why not?
It's the off-season anything. Yeah, my off-seasons are usually pretty boring.
But you haven't started basketball, right?
Not yet.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Not until the end of February for me. So.
Yeah, why not?
You know, my off-season, you know, it's always a...
Tiff, speaking of basketball, yes, real yes. quick, it's always been my... This is very random, by the way.
Okay.
It's always been one of my dreams to, like, go out there and, like, be able to shoot the half-court shot. Could you pull some strings and line that up for me?
That's a dream?
That's more
Yeah,
of a...
because I always see the people shoot them, and I'm like, I can make that.
Well, you know, it may be conflict of interest in some way, if that's the right terminology to use, but this is the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks.
I could text Steve Koonin.
You know, or I don't have that power with because not all college basketball games are doing that.
That's true.
So I don't really, you know.
College game days where you really want to do it, but you're not a college student anymore, so you don't like.
That's true.
You got some connections there, but now it sounds, you know,
but can I,
rigged-ish.
Can I say one thing? and this is going to sound off like I'm really just taking a shot.
It's all right.
But you got to remember, you're not just shooting the half court. You're shooting the half court in front of a bigger crowd than you're normally at.
I'm clutch.
There's a hype man. There's a hype man.
You do have to go to break.
And when you've been put in game-winning situations in the past where you needed to be clutch, you miss free throws.
I'm kind of one for one now. I've redeemed myself a little bit on
okay.
that free throw aspect.
All right, so you're getting better.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
All right.
The progression's there. So I feel I feel like now is my time.
Look, we're going to break. You can marinate on trying to hit a half court shot, and it probably won't.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even happen in your dreams.